Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I don't even need to tell you what day it is. I just have to say Stephen Cherry from Action Realty, and you know it's Tuesday. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Sunshine and 70 degrees. Kind of nice walking in out of that, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah, if you just stay that way till, like, I don't know.
December.
December, I'd be okay with it. Well, hey, let's talk real estate. Steve, the numbers guy. We always start with you. And
I might have lied last week. I don't know yet. But I thought maybe things are going to start going down, but now they're kind of in a holding pattern again. I'm waiting on a couple more reports off of the federal government stuff. So we're still sitting in that 6.5% range.
Does an election year have anything to do with that?
Well, typically it does, and I hope it still does, too. But,
yeah.
You know, usually they want rates to go down, or the sitting president should, anyway, to go in his favor. But it's not happening right now.
Well, we were talking, Sherry, you and I were talking, too, the fact that what the median range is for a house now as opposed to what it used to be. You know, I mean, it's just, it's gotten crazy, but people are getting it.
They are. And, you know, it's significantly gone up from what it was even 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing to think of what you could have bought a home for 2-3 years ago to what you can buy now for the same money.
Do you think there are a lot of people scratching their heads going, geez, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda?
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
On both sides of the coin, yep. I would imagine.
That's true. You know, I mean, and I might throw something in, it's going to show my age, but when I first got into real estate, which was 40 years ago, I did reports for the state of North Dakota, the Realtors Association. They wanted to know what the average sale prices were doing in the bigger communities in North Dakota. And our average sale price at that time was $45,000. That's an average sale price back in the early 80s.
Boy, that's a reality check.
Yeah, no kidding. We got to take that times five almost, I suppose, around here now.
So again, everything's gotten, I mean, there's so much in the world of real estate now. And as this has come up too, the prices of homes, I would imagine everything in real estate and what you people have to know, we've talked about that too, the information that keeps coming in, it seems to change almost daily.
It's always changing. Our forms change. There's always a page added, and
right.
It changes. But we enjoy that. It keeps us on our toes, and you know, it's our job to keep our clients informed on those changes.
Well, and I love it when you two come in here and you're both smiling, because that means new listings. Anything new happening out there?
I've got a couple that we're working on, so hopefully we have something this week.
Okay. How about commercial properties, too? We've discussed that before. Do you ever get into that where you're you know, buying and selling commercial properties?
If we have to, I guess I'll say it that way, because,
right.
You know, a lot of times there's not that many of them, and a lot of times they'll find their own buyers, if you will. So, you know, we just don't get the big opportunities to work on the commercial properties.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of just happens by accident, I guess,
right.
For me anyway.
Okay, how about you?
Actually, I have two commercial properties listed right now, so you can check our website out for all the information.
And you can find so much, you know, on your website, too. Again, talk about things changing, what technology has brought to real estate, too, because you a couple of clicks, you can look at an entire house.
That's right.
And I mean top to bottom and in every corner.
And virtual tours is a big thing right now. And, you know, a lot of times we'll have showings and, you know, we use our cell phone to give tours through our cell phone to that client that's not actually in the house. But technology is a wonderful thing.
Well, and you guys are always interested in internships, too. You've had interns, you know, kind of shadow you and follow you around. Or anybody wanting to get into real estate, they should probably give you a call, or better yet, just stop in and talk things over with you, I wouldn't imagine.
Exactly, yeah. You know, a lot of people have questions on what we do day-to-day and how things work and what the process is, start to finish, with real estate. And, yeah, we'd be happy to have someone follow along and, you know, hopefully start a career in real estate.
Absolutely. Hometown Heroes, we still doing that?
We absolutely are.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We started this program a couple months ago, and we decided that we needed to recognize our local heroes, firemen, police, ambulance, heroes such as veterans, both current and active duty or retired. But yeah, if they buy or sell a house with us, we're going to give them a gift certificate or a gift card at closing. You know, just a little thanks for what they do day to day for our community.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And a lot of our first responders lately have been very, very busy. So,
exactly.
You know, hats off to them and everything they do. Folks, great to have you in. Sherry, nice to see you again.
Thanks, Bill.
Great to have you back in here. We're talking real estate every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. 912 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Get into the shade and cool off with great hometown radio all summer long. Mornings with Dablo, weekdays on AM 1450 KBMW, the Voice of the Valley.
Wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. What's the best they could?